We are going to have a wonderful time tonight. Did you guys know that, you know, there's a really neat surprise, and somebody said, well, what's the surprise? What's the surprise? And I said, is there a surprise? I don't remember. So you know what? We will find out as the night progresses. What I would like to do, a quick note of personal privilege before I hand the microphone over to our banquet MC. I would like to basically say that I am very, very happy that this will be the last convention that Mitch, my other half, better half, worse half, whatever you want to call him, or half, just half what? I don't know. My half will be here next to me. This is the last time he'll be here next to me as ACB president. Oh, this is the last time. Oh, and I'm very pleased about that. We've definitely, I'm very happy at what he's done as ACB president. I'm very pleased at the support that he has given to me, but I'm so happy I'm going to get my husband back. Yes. And so, without further delay, I am going to hand the microphone over to our master of smonies, master of fun, master of adventure, because who knows where he's going to take us tonight, Mr. Frank Welty.
Good evening, everyone. Great to be here tonight. But I want you to know that this is a serious sacrifice for me to be up here today, and I'll tell you why, because I have to wait to eat. And I don't take that lightly. I want you to know that. Well, thank you all for being here this weekend. We've done a lot of good hard work, made some really tough choices, had to do some facing of basic issues about this organization and how we move forward. And by the way, let me know if any of you don't hear me, because I know from being out there in the room these many times that I hate it when you can't hear the MC. Sometimes I hate it when I do hear the MC, but that's another story. So let's begin by telling you who is sequestered up here at the front table.
That's a dirty word.
Conscripted.
Conscripted, I'm hearing. To my right is my better half, Vita Zavoli. Yay. And Vita's better half, Violet. And then I'm here with Jeep, the Wonder Dog.
See, a Grand Cherokee or a Commander?
Absolutely a Commander. And then to my left is Linda Perel. And to Linda's left is ACB President Mitch Pomerantz. CCB President Donna Pomerantz. Had to build up that suspense there for a moment. And then ACB Capital President Paul Patchy Jr. And because we need to keep Paul in line, we have Mom Joni Patch, Patchy here. Yes, and then we have, from Southern California, we have Kevin Berkery and our invocator tonight, Artis Basin, Invocatrix, I'm saying. And Artis has generously made herself available to open on a proper note with our invocation. So Artis, the time is yours. Thank you very much.
Hello, everyone. Let's close our eyes and say a prayer.
Dear Lord, we thank you that we could gather here at this convention to have lots of fellowship, fun, and also a lot of good business. Be with each of us as we eat this wonderful meal and help it be satisfying and help it nourish our bodies. And help us to finish the weekend on a positive note and be able to complete our business successfully. In thy name we pray, amen.
Thank you, artists. And that's a valuable perspective. Well, as I said, our theme this weekend has been Back to Basics. And so tonight, we're going to be asking and finding answers to some very basic and profound questions. Most of all, we're going to find out why the chicken crossed the road. And we want to know that there have been serious research done on this, and we have culled answers from some of the great people throughout history to answer that important question. But there are other questions that are out there, like, for example, where do rangers go to get away from it all? Where do rangers go, forest rangers, where do they go to get away from it all? And if somebody with a split personality is threatening to kill themselves, is that suicide or attempted murder? And just one more here before we get into our meal here is there another word for synonym? Don't worry, they get better. And while I think of some, let's take a break and have our breakfast and we'll breakfast. How you thought you were going to sleep tonight, didn't you? We'll have our dinner first, and then we will continue with the rest of our program.
I wanted to let everyone know, if you have sweepstakes tickets, please raise your hand, because I believe we have some volunteers in here. If you need to turn in sweepstakes tickets. Because Ed needs to get the count and all that good stuff. So if you have sweepstakes tickets that you have not turned in, Ed said, please get them in the beginning. So I've been turned in. So if you have sweepstakes tickets, raise your hand. And we will have someone come by and pick them up so that Ed can get them in the count. Oh, good. You can hear me all the way in the back. That's great. So Sarah just came up and told me if someone is feeling just a little tiny bit chilly and they might be missing something that's nice and lightweight and black, a nice sweater. Someone did lose it during the attitude adjustment hour. So, stop it. Who let you in here anyway? So if someone is missing a sweater, raise your hand so that Sarah could, although they might not, yay, you found the owner. See, I was just going to start to do, I was going to do a door prize and raffle it off or something. And, you know, someone else lost a T-shirt yesterday, too, but we found the owner of that one. So, I don't know. This group's a wild bunch. No, who let you in here? We need to put him out. Frank, what do you think? Should we do a door prize? Woo!
We need to put him out.
All right. So what kind of a door do you want? Do you want a glass door, a wooden door? A have a trail door? Oh. A Labrador? Yeah.
A matador,
Mitch says. Wow.
A Labrador.
So, why don't we... Oh, well, we won't do... No. Why don't we do a cash prize, $25? What are you thinking, Frank? Should we put some food with it?
Absolutely.
Ah, Frank wants food. How about a half a pound of See's candy with $25? Oh! Actually, Ed just told me it's a full pound.
How about a half a
pound? Ed says, we don't do no half pounds here. All right. Why don't we have our MC draw that? Ooh, Frank. Pound See's candy, $25. Who's the lucky one? Sunil Gupta, are you in the room? Sunil, you're not here. Okay. Well, somebody else gets your chocolate. Oh, boy. Is Elizabeth Klein in the room? No. No chocolate for Liz. Now, all of you know Liz, so... When you see her, you need to tell her, you missed out on $25 and a pound of See's candy. Marie Herrera! Oh!
It's... Sorry, Louie, no tequila!
Mitch said, sorry, Louie, no tequila. Frank, do you want to do another one? Frank wants to do another one. Oh, he's saying yes. So, Frank, what do you want to do? Do you want to do an insulated lunch bag with $25 in it? Oh, more money. Or as they say, more money, more money, more money. All right. And that is from the ACB Capital Chapter. And an insulated lunch bag.
And a politician.
No politician. Okay, why don't we have Artist Bazin draw this one? And Jim said, pick me, pick me. All right, Artist is drawing. Art Gonzalez, are you here? No. Next. Who might it be?
Art Gonzalez, are you here?
Lynette Kersey? Oh! $25 and an insulated lunch bag. All right.
Lynette Kersey? Oh! $25 and an insulated lunch bag.
So, Frank, you want to do something else?
All right. One more.
Frank says one more. And can we turn Frank's mic on, too? Poor thing.
Frank, you want to do something else?
It's on.
It's hot now.
Frank says one more.
Oh. Frank, what are we doing? Are we doing fudge? Are we doing Harry and David snack boxes? Are we doing a mystery tin? What are we doing?
Let's do a snack box.
Snack box.
What? No cash?
Uh-oh. Did you hear Frank? He says, what? No cash? Do you want cash, Frank?
No, we'll save it.
I think, I don't know. Did Frank say no? He said no cash. All right, who's drawing next? Frank, who do you want to draw?
Linda.
Linda. Linda. Harry and David. Or Harry David? I don't know.
Mary Gonzalez.
Mary Gonzalez, are you here? Mary's with Art. They're probably having a nice dinner somewhere. Daryl Skivers! Yay!
While we have a momentary lull here, I want to share with you some of the research to my important question from earlier. This piece of information came from the most recent presidential campaign, where Barack Obama, when asked the question, why did the chicken cross the road, said, I want you to know that I am fighting for the chicken every day. Right now, I am fighting for the right of the chicken to cross the road. And that chicken, those chickens will not be disappointed. Now, a little later, there was a recording smuggled out of a fundraising event in Florida, and Mitt Romney was heard to say, we don't need to get the chickens across the road. Give the road to the chickens and let them decide. The government needs to stop stifling the chickens so they can cross the road.
What was it, a 47% chicken?
And then, of course, this caused a lot of commentary in the news, and so Rush Limbaugh had to weigh in. And Rush said, chickens are big-time frauds because they have wings. They could cross the road by themselves. They don't need help to cross the road. They don't need to cross the road anyway. In fact, I'm not even interested in crossing the road. Did you ever wonder what they would call a fly if it didn't have wings? Would it be a walk?
Oh. 50 ways to walk your dog. That's an ancient recipe book.
So, I have a joke from Paul Patchy.
Uh-oh.
Paul Patchy Jr. What do you call... Okay, I'm going to mess it up. What do you call a cow with no legs?
Ground beef.
Ground beef. Oh. And Kevin Burkery said this table is weak, but I don't see him doing any better.
Well, Ed Branch, you know, he receives the mail in our CCB office. And so recently he got a letter from home that he'd like to share with us.
Mike, guys, thanks. We have three phone lines in the office, and you guys are calling all the time for one piece of business or the other, but it never fails. You always share some little bit about what's going on at home with your folks and your family. And about the time I'm ready to tell you about my family, the other phone line rings. So luck would have it, I got this letter from home just before the convention started, and Donna and Frank granted me the opportunity to share it with you. I'll try not to choke up or cry. Mom writes, sorry it's taken so long to write you, son. I'm writing this letter really slowly because I know you're not a fast reader.
Mom writes, sorry it's taken so long.
You come back to Indiana, you won't recognize the old house. We moved. Got some bad news about your Uncle John that works at the distillery. Seems he slipped and fell into a vat of whiskey and drowned, but not before he successfully fought off six co-workers that tried to save him. We had him cremated. They tell us it took 2 days for the fire to go out. But on a happy note, your father has a wonderful new job with 500 people under him. He's mowing lawns at the cemetery. And the other day, your sister had a new baby that she hasn't shared with me yet, whether it's a boy or a girl, so I don't know if you're an aunt or an uncle. And finally, I'm in perfect health. Your father took me to the doctor for a checkup the other day. doctor put this tube in my mouth and told me I couldn't talk for 10 minutes, and for some reason your father offered to buy it from him.
And finally, I'm a perfect father. My father took me to the doctor.
That's all for now. Love, Mom.
I want to share a little bit more of my research. Obviously, other people of great prominence have weighed in on the major question of the evening. For example, Ralph Nader was asked that question, why does chicken cross the road? And he said, evil tire makers have misled chickens into believing that roads are safe. Chickens aren't ignorant, but our society pays tire makers to create the need for these roads and then lures chickens into believing there is an advantage to crossing them. Down with the roads, up with the chickens.